The Chofetz Chaim Siat Shmaya continues and he says that, so we just, you know, before he was discussing the beginning part of the Pasuk in Tehillim, Lamed Aleph Tesvav, and in the end, we know it says, Sormirav, Asitov. So he said that's referring to the Mitzvah Bein Olam Makom. In the brackets, he brings down that the reason why we, David Melech, I guess, started off talking about Mitzvah Bein Olam Chaveiro, i.e., the guarding oneself from Lashon Hara, is because it actually has both. If a person is not properly fulfilling mitzvahs bein adam lechavero, they're also not fulfilling ratzon Hashem. So it has both. It has your being over ratzon Hashem, and you're doing wrong to one's fellow. And so, like we said before, that if a person is not careful from speaking lashon hara, there's going to be so many averes that's going to come about from that. Comes out that for one to guard themselves from speaking lashon hara, that itself really is a route to protecting oneself from the majority of mitzvahs bein adam lechavero, and also a select number of mitzvahs bein adam lemakom. And the Gemara itself in Erechin, Tesvav Man Aleph, Tesayin Mabez, and many other places in Shas talk about how bad the avera of lashon hara is, and how serious the consequences will be. So the Chofetz Chaim says that he's going to quote many other holy words on this topic of how bad lashon hara is, and he says we really have to get to the bottom of this. Aside for the fact that many averes come through lashon hara itself is a big deal. It's of the worst averes in the Torah. So we're gonna have to understand why that is.